Cobram Estate is the most awarded Australian extra virgin olive oil. Let it be the hero when entertaining family and friends. Cobram Estate extra virgin olive oil is fresh and full of flavour. Perfect for roasting, frying, baking, dressing salads and for dipping bread. Make your food taste even better with a little help from Cobram Estate. Premium quality, great tasting and a versatile healthy alternative. Buy in store at all major retailers. Minis, welcome back.
Welcome.
S-Bones here. Handsome Darcy's here.
Roll call.
We're in the studio. We're back. Hey, I did a bit of a poll, actually, last week on Instagram at Dylan Friends.
We've been doing those.
No, I've got to keep doing it. We've got to get better with it. By the way, since Darcy's picked up at Producy and started doing some more cool reels, is everyone liking those reels? Everyone loving them?
I'm enjoying them.
I love them.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable. If you haven't seen them on Instagram, there's these promotional reels we've been doing. They're really good.
Just gassing me up.
Really good. And the reason I bring it up was actually someone commented on them saying, gee, Sam's been doing such a good editing these new reels lately.
Oh, that hurts.
It's definitely Darcy.
For the record, I was never doing it. It was Damon.
It was Damon. And now Darcy's absolutely dominating the reels. So big shout out to him.
Thank you. But we're a team here.
So. We are a team. Yep. Many hands make light work. Now, what I was going back to on that with the polls, I did a poll throughout the week, which was cool. We've got to be a bit more
interactive
on the polls and getting the opinions. I absolutely genuinely love hearing from you guys. I've just got to be more better planned on how we do it. But yeah, it was good. We did, what do you prefer? Solo minis, minis with, you know, changing guests or mix of both?
Yeah.
Overarching was a mix of both.
Yeah.
So that was really good. I think it was nearly like 80% was mix of both. I think it was 12% with guests.
Mm.
And then it was another, you know, the remaining figure by myself.
That's funny because, like, you go, nobody wants to hear solo, but people are actually saying they do like the solos, but they like it as a part of it.
They like it. They go, we don't want to hear solo all the time because just that's too much.
In doses.
Yeah, it's too much for in doses. Speaking of that, I was really hurt yesterday. And I told Darcy this before, I told you this before, told Zach this before. Yesterday, you know, Darcy's new. He's been here for about a month and he listened to the show before this. So, you know,
big fan
of the show.
Yeah.
And this actually really hurt my feelings. I said, you know, like, what's it been like coming in? Has it lived up to your expectations? Have you been impressed? Have you been not impressed?
3 weeks in.
3 weeks in. I can't remember exactly what he said because I think my brain has, like, blocked it out.
Mm.
It was, like, traumatic. What did he say? He just laughed.
I don't exactly remember, but.
Well, I can tell you.
Yeah, what did you say?
Never meet your heroes.
Oh, fucking hell. It's true, though.
I looked up to you.
Oh. And what, just for context out there, because I think this is actually really important. I think sometimes, I don't know this, but maybe sometimes people think, you know, he's a good guy. And I always am really honest thinking, you know, I do have a lot of flaws and you've probably seen them now.
Can confirm.
So I just want you to know, I am an arsehole sometimes. Have I been an arsehole though? Like what's been the biggest surprise?
Just relentless.
No, Darcy, don't, because people actually take this seriously. You can't say this. Say your honesty, but I'm saying don't joke about it.
Just be easy.
Just be easy.
I respected you so much. I just thought this guy's just kicking goals. You know, his view on life.
Oh, no.
And then I get in and it's just been 3 weeks of just relentless jabs and bullying.
No, we're not putting this in because this is going to be like, you can't say this. People are actually going to take this seriously.
No, but people, be honest. People listen to List Cloggers and you, it's a bit like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You're a fun boss, aren't you?
I'm not a boss.
Fun boss.
People are going to hate me now. But,
you do make a good soy latte.
I do make good soy. I've been very good on the coffee machine of late. But yeah, it was a bit of an eye-opener for me. Then you said that really hurt.
We'll work through it.
We will work through it. But you're enjoying yourself?
Loving it.
Okay, let's get into it. But we have enjoyed you, mate. You're doing good things.
Thank you.
And yeah, you're obviously joking about all those mean things.
In all honesty, you're a great guy, and I respect and love you.
Really appreciate that. It means a lot. Boys, but a lot to get through today.
Let's cover some stuff that's been going on with Dylan Friends recently.
Well, yeah. Or do you want to talk about the new mission?
Yeah, okay. Let's start with the mission, then we'll go over some episodes recently because we've got things to say about those.
Maybe set the scene on this. When did this come to light? When did you first hear about this goal? Because this thing that we're going to talk about, I think we teased it last week on something.
You did.
About the golf idea of going to the British Open. Was a goal, was very like going, okay, this is possible. Where there's a will, there's a way. obviously in life there's obstacles. Things are jumping up. Okay, there's something called a media accreditation. Okay,
I thought those were free.
Oh yeah, I thought they were free and easy to get. Apparently not. So that's something that we're working through at the moment. The other part of it was going, how are we actually going to fund this trip? Like, this is quite expensive to sort of fly over the half, set the other way over the world. For those who don't know as well, just assume that St. Andrew's Golf Course was in London. It's actually 8 hours away from London. So you've then got to go to London.
It's near Scotland, isn't it?
It's near Scotland. You didn't know that either. I told you that last night. Don't act like you knew that.
I thought it was like right in the middle of London.
Well, I thought it was literally like near Piccadilly Circuit, whatever that is.
So
there's been some things jump up, but do you think we're going to let that go? No.
Why?
I'm more determined than ever.
I reckon explain the situation real black and white because I reckon people would want to know.
Okay.
And so, they can go on the journey with us.
Okay. This is a journey and this is the goal. And if we pull this off, it could be the best
enormous
thing we've ever done. So the goal was, I caught up with a mate last week, Ali, from Future Golf, Ripping Bloke. And we're going to do some work with them around some golf content. And then he was saying he's going to the Open. And I was like, fuck, I want to go to the Open. Yeah. That'd be really cool. From there, this idea sort of stemmed for us to go over there, create some cool content at the golf, go do a bit of a, you know, like Europe vlog series, go to the soccer, all these sort of things. That was the idea. Obstacles have arose. But we're still very keen to do that. One of them being it is a really expensive thing to do, obviously, travel. And especially with the borders being open, prices and everything is really expensive. So we're looking at the moment. We're trying to work our way around it. We're trying to partner up with some people to create some really cool things. But that's where we're at the moment. We'll keep you along this ride. It could be cool.
Yeah. The crux of it is that you're not looking to profit off this.
No.
You're just trying to get there.
We're just trying to get there and make it happen and do the experience would be cool.
What sort of content would you be wanting to do?
I think would be really cool. I have this idea of like, and again, before the media accreditation sort of popped up and found out it was like $1,000, £1,000 a day.
Even
like,
for More Greens?
For More Greens. Like they don't care who you are. It's just like More Greens gets us treated the same as BBC network. Like you have to pay the same fees. And I was just like, it'd be so cool to go there and sort of sit in the race, like Tiger Woods coming out. And just like
unreal,
trying to grab from him. And obviously he's not going to answer. I'd be like, Tiger, how are you feeling about everything? He walks past, be like, and you've just heard it first from Tiger Woods. We'll stay tuned. And then just like follow him around the course. Like
what Tiger would have said if he answered.
So that was the idea.
You should name the operation.
Operation Open.
Operation Open.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah. Operation just Open. So people can, you know, there's a brand there. Yeah.
If you have any ideas for us, who we should try and partner up with or how we should try and do this.
We should do a video of you kind of explaining the mission and put it on the socials and see if any kind of brands jump on.
Well, the only thing is, Sam, that the fact is that the media accreditation closed yesterday.
But
I love a challenge.
You got your application in though?
No, not yet. We got an extension till tonight and then we've got to work out what
from
we have
Mary,
to do.
The
from
one Mary, I was emailing
from
yesterday.
From Mary, yeah.
It's okay. Just a bump in the road.
Yeah. I was on the phone just to show you how addictive these things get for me. I was on the phone last night at like 9 p.m.
Their time.
UK time, speaking to a lady named Mary, explaining, you know, the process of trying to get over there. Anyway, it's going to be interesting. So we go. Watch this space.
Was she open to it?
Sort of asking me why I didn't sort of look into this earlier and why I was asking her on the last day of the applications closing. But I just sort of said.
Did you have answers for it?
Mary, these things happen sometimes. You know, let's not fuss over it. We're here in this position now. Let's deal with it and let's make some good content. Am I right?
And by the way, Mary, I love you.
She was actually really helpful, which is good. So got the application. We'll keep you posted on that and let you know how it's all tracking.
Yeah, but you want to go over there. You want to get amongst the Open. You want to cover it for maybe PGA Australia.
Like do bit some of Callaway, golf vlogs, bit of More Greens, bit of
just travel vlogs.
You know, we'll go visit the JD over there.
Yeah,
JD stores, the home of JD Sport.
Yeah, if you're listening.
We love you.
We absolutely love you.
So, there'll be plenty there, which will be good.
All right, Operation Open.
Operation Open is open.
Please help. Anyone out there, please help us.
We're on it.
We're desperate.
And this is actually the main part of this. If we get over there and there's anyone listening in the UK, we're catching up.
Ooh.
We're gonna do some stuff over there.
There'd be plenty like,
I like that.
Apart expat, from genuine sort of, Londoners / St Andrews people, there would be a lot of expats who listen.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's go for a kick.
Only thing being is, I don't know, it's 8 hours away from London, so we're just trying to work. But we're going to have to fly into London, get the train from London down to or up to
you don't know
St.
Which
Andrews.
Well,
I think it's up. Up to near Scotland, on the border. So if you're in Obviously Scotland, let us know. We'll hang out. That'd be awesome. I'd love to do that.
All right. Back to business.
Back to business. I don't know if we really did the good review of the Dyson Daniels pod last week. What do you guys think?
I really enjoyed it.
You like basketball. You love basketball.
I love basketball. He is going to be a genuine gun.
Yeah. How big was he too?
He's a tall boy.
He's like as far as like getting guests in, he's investing in like a really blue chip stock before it like skyrockets. Yeah. Like he'll be internationally known. He's like Josh Giddey last year.
Yeah.
Which is great. Like to have someone who's gonna be on a world stage so soon to have come in here and done a podcast. Very cool.
Oh, it's so cool.
Very humble as well.
Such a humble guy, bit of a killer instinct. It was actually quite cool as well. If you didn't see last week, didn't listen to that episode, an Australian going to the US, a week later, flip it on its head, US coming to Australia.
Yeah.
Is that Illuminati?
Wow.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Or is
both
it?
Both tall. Okay.
Both played basketball before, both played football before.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Let's move on.
Very good episode. In all honesty, that episode didn't get as many listens as like some of the AFL players or things like that. So
but you know what?
Go listen.
You know what? Definitely listen to that. But also, what I'm really excited for with that, we need to sort of get SD card onto this, about Mr. Analytics Man, is to track that, and then when he gets drafted. Let's see what happens to
that
episode.
Watch the spike.
Very true.
Let's see what happens because, you know.
We'll send some clips. We'll send some clips to whichever team he gets drafted to.
Yeah.
Could be.
Where do you think he'll go,
Dill? Oh, I don't know, but I've seen a lot of people commenting the Knicks.
Really? I just guessed that.
No, yeah. I saw a lot of people commenting that, so he must be around that. Well, have they done the ballot yet? Have they done
the lottery.
Yeah, okay.
No, I think it's usually big news when they do the lottery. Yeah.
Speaking of basketball, can you chuck me that shoe from JD Sport we got? This is my main man, Ben. Ben Keller from JD sent us these.
The Oreos.
Unbelievable, the Oreos, which are really cool. I'm going to have to rock them when I'm over as well. Cool.
Are they your size?
They are. The boys, move on to the next show. We had Mason Cox as well, was awesome.
Very good.
He was great to come in. Loved chatting with him. Can I say something? There was a comment on YouTube that like genuinely made my day. And what I'm trying to get better at the moment is when episodes come out, you can get emotionally attached to them and you go, oh, fuck, people are going to like this, you know. And it's like, well, fuck, it doesn't matter because I liked it, okay? So I can't get upset if people didn't like it or not.
You can't control it externally.
I can't control it. But then it annoys me when I get happy when I read something good. I'm trying to work out how to like battle that.
Yeah.
But I do really appreciate all the beautiful comments. And this one on YouTube from Effie Finnegan said, love these podcasts. Seeing the personal side of someone you might not like on the footy field or in the media, whether it's warranted or not, helps you realise that everyone's just human like yourself, and I always leave the show liking who I've who you've had on just a little bit more. Makes me cry.
That's
like
why you do it.
It's honestly why we do the show. Like it is really that in a nutshell because, it's cool. It's awesome to see another side to someone and even like – not perceptions that I had of Mason, but I didn't even know him. But I knew getting him in, he'd be a ripping bloke. So I'd just have a chat with him and do it. And
what surprised you most about the big fella?
I think what surprised me most was like what I loved about him most was like, I think I said it a couple of times in the show, but he'd come from the States and I think that he lives this Australian life better than most Australians do.
What does that mean to you?
Yeah, so meaning he's from another country. He's come here and embraces like the culture, our indigenous culture. He goes camping on the weekends. He builds this new network. He wants to get to know people. And I'm like, fuck, that's, you know, better than a lot of us do in our own country sometimes. And to be able to do that in another country depressed me the most. So I was like, it's super cool. But I know that sometimes and on the smallest scale possible, when I went to Sydney, I know more streets and cool restaurants in Sydney than I do in Melbourne, and I've lived here my whole life. So maybe it's just the point of like when you're somewhere new, you just take more notice and you're more interested in it. Like I don't know.
You can get a bit comfortable.
You get comfortable
where you are. Yep.
Well, so I think just got less curiosity about where you come from.
Yeah, so I was thinking, you know, it sort of gave me another pep up to be like, embrace Melbourne, love where you're living at the moment. Like in my head, you know, there's that point going, oh, I want to go to Sydney one day and do that. But I'm like, I'm really at the moment really happy here and really love being in Melbourne, really love being in Victoria and embracing it. And that just affirmed to me going like, fuck, don't worry about where you want to be, just worry about where you are.
You don't hear that a lot, do you? Like people like talking about how much they love their own city.
Yeah.
People always want to like talk about where they want to go.
We always want what you can't have.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, listening to that, I was just like, fuck, you know, I need to be better at embracing just where I am. As Adam Zampel has said in episode 93, I'm going to say, be wee feeder. Be present. It's such a good quote. Such a good quote. So yeah, love that chat. This week's episode coming out is, I know I say this a lot, but potentially one of my favourites.
Yeah, the Salte from the Bridge Project. Yep. So tell us about the Bridge Project because I didn't know what it was.
Yep.
Maybe Das didn't know what it was.
Didn't know what it was.
But it's something from way back.
Yeah, it is. So back when I was playing footy, we used to get encouraged to do like some volunteering work. And if I'm being completely honest, I did say this to Mick when I was doing the show, but it was something that I just did because I thought I had to, you know, volunteer and do something, but ended up absolutely loving my time with the Bridge Project, YMCA, Rebuild, three businesses in one. Basically, the Bridge Project is a company, is a business that go into youth justice centres and jails and help prisoners transition out of prison and, you know, teach them like skills and, yeah, being into the community and helping with work and transition and life post incarceration. And, yeah, it was something that I used to do a lot when I was at Carlton, going to the Youth Justice Centre, work with the kids and, I don't know, help me build a lot of empathy being, you know, where people have come from and what they've been through and understand why people have done this and sometimes have just genuinely not had a chance to even succeed in life with what they've been brought up with. But there's so many different, you know, getting into that now, there's so many different reasons why some people are in jail. And, you know, a lot of the time they have done the wrong thing, but there is other circumstances where it's, you know, you've had no choice. You've come from a family that have had no support and you've been faced with all this sort of stuff, which we go to with in this show. Anyway, I met Mick Cronin through that, who's, you know, the big dog there, and he's been a really good mentor of mine since leaving. And then when I did the pod with Gary Jubelin, he reached out again. And I've always wanted to do a chat with him, just haven't had the time. I was like, mate, get in, let's do a chat. You know, I've heard Salte's story, and I want to get him on. And yeah, he's got an incredible story of growing up, you know, falling in with the wrong crowd, getting into drugs and alcohol, you know, losing his, his path, you know, getting into crime. Yeah, getting into like armed robberies and committing some serious crimes, and, you know, went to jail. And from that, it's been able to turn his life around completely, be the main, you know, man of his family, stepped up and done some awesome things, and is now like running programs with the Bridge Project and in like really high positions, and had it, yeah, like it was unreal having him in the studio. He was such a star, and I'm really excited for that chat.
Yeah, really inspirational redemption story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so cool. So really excited for that story. That comes out on Monday, which is good, and I think one goal at the start of the year, which we haven't fallen away from, but we need to have a bit of a refocus, is like we want to do – obviously, you know, everything we're doing, mental health, footy, sport, all this sort of stuff. But I think that Amazing Stories factor of like your Richard Harris podcast, your Salte podcast, like those sort of stories that it's actually just a
inspiring
story would be really cool to focus on as well. So if you've got any recommendations, please shoot through on that one.
That Richard Harris one was probably my favourite before I came here.
Yeah, we nailed
it. Really interesting.
Yeah, I thought we did a great job with that one. Because that's one we did a lot of research for, and we did properly and really went into detail, where sometimes, you know, we'll be just happy for the chat, but that one we needed to know our stuff, and I thought we did really well.
For sure. For those people who haven't listened to that one, that's Richard Harris, who was he's an anaesthetist, and he's also a cave diver, and he went over to Thailand and saved the young soccer team, boys soccer team in the caves.
Yeah.
It was,
one of the craziest.
Just giving the story.
I was at dinner with my – like all adults the other night, and they were all talking about how amazing Richard Harris was, and I got to sit at the end of the table with like all these like 6-year-olds and go, yeah, we had him on the podcast. And it was like the first time like they've been impressed with the guest.
Who was that?
Do just with like Joy, Mom's, oh, Joy. Mum,
yes, shout
my
out to
folks,
Joy.
And even my dad, like, who would never know any of the people on our podcast, was like, this guy's amazing. And I was like, well, Dad, the funny thing about Richard Harris is
yes, he's a he's an absolute star. He's you've got to listen to his podcast as well, Real Risk, which I don't know how it's not number one in the charts and hearts of everyone. It's a really cool podcast.
All the guests are crazy.
Yeah. It's sort of hard when you have a podcast interviewer that is more esteemed than everyone else. It sort of throws out the dynamic of the chat a little bit, because he's like, this guy that's done like probably the coolest thing in the world, is Australian of the Year. Then he's interviewing you and you're like, but you're better than me. Whereas like works really well with me because I'm shitter than everyone that we talk to.
Well, I think a lot of his guests are Australian of the Year as well. Like he said that, but Australian it would be easier to get on guests when your email signature, like hitting people up, says Australian of the Year.
Yeah,
you'd be like, cool. Oh, I should probably do it.
I think they even just do OAM.
Oh, is that what that means? Oh, okay.
Order Australian Medal.
Yeah.
Yep. Up next, I was going to talk about a pod I've been listening to.
Yeah.
I've spoken about this a lot. I had a bit of wisdom last week that I've copied from the pod, and I said I'd copy it. I just want to make sure that was definitely not mine. And that was talking about, you know, strengths versus weaknesses and how we perceive our strengths and weaknesses. This week again, the Diary of a CEO, listened to Tim Grover, who you boys had already heard of. I'd never heard of him before. He's a coach of like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, you know, incredible athletes, works with CEOs and stuff now. Anyway, really cool show. And the one part I liked about it this week, there was this awesome part, and basically it's like just this guy doesn't answer questions. He just answers in quotes, and it's sort of like an hour and a half of just like quotes.
Very motivational.
It's very motivational. Yeah. It's sort of like it's really, really good, but you're also just like, let's just have a conversation. But it's also like, fuck, I'm motivated. I want to run through a brick wall right now. And the one thing he said this week that I really liked, and I think I'd heard this before, I just hadn't heard it for a while, and it was like the perception of – people that succeed versus fail. And I think, I'm going to butcher this again. You got to listen to the show. I'll give it out. But he was talking about people that succeed or fail and their reasons or excuses for succeeding or failing. And he gave the analogy of going, this person, there's a person and they had a really tough upbringing and didn't go the way they wanted. And they said, you know, I didn't succeed in life because of my upbringing, and it didn't leave me on a good path, and you know I couldn't couldn't succeed. And then there's a person that succeeds, and they do extremely well, and they go on this incredible path, and they change, they have impact on people, all these things. And they say, "What was your reason for succeeding?" And they say, "I had a really tough upbringing, and it set me on this path." And I was like, "Fuck, that is unbelievable!" Like, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to, you know, say anyone's can succeed. I don't know anyone's fucking story, so it's impossible to say, and everyone's got their own story. But I was like, that is really crazy. Like, and sorry, the analogy they used was I have two siblings in a family. One goes well, one doesn't. And it was like, yeah, basically they've had the same upbringing. One uses it as an excuse, but one uses it as
mindset.
Yeah. Yep. As a thing. I was like, fuck, that's cool.
It is cool.
I liked it.
Yeah. Well, having Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant on your resume as well, just back to that guy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Mamba mentality.
Mamba mentality. And sorry, just to draw analogies of Salte's story.
Oh, yeah.
He's – with that quote then, he – you know, for his story, and you'll find out, he didn't blame anyone for his – you know, he had a really – he had a traumatic upbringing, but he also had a really good upbringing. And when it clicked for him, he was, you know, saying how much he was in control of his own destiny and he needed to realize himself, and he took all accountability for his things. So anyway, drawing some comparison there, but you can listen to that this week.
Jazz's birthday this week.
Jazzy Bay. Did I say, because I can't talk about the present yet. Oh, no, actually, I can. No.
You can.
I can, because the episode will come out on her birthday.
No, the episode might come out tomorrow maybe.
No, the episode's going to come out on Thursday.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we can talk about it.
Yeah, so we were brainstorming.
She's not going to listen to it.
So your question, why don't you ask the question that you asked us, which was how
Well, I haven't told anyone what I'm getting them yet.
Oh, we'll start with the present and then do the question, because it's quite – I reckon people will have different ideas. It'd be good to hear theirs.
Okay, cool. Well, what I want to get Jazz for her birthday was – like not physical gifts. I was like, what can we do as an experience? I haven't been away for ages. The one thing she's always wanted to do is have a white Christmas. I was like, all right. And one thing she loves doing is going on holidays, all these sort of things. So basically yeah, we're gonna go to New York for Christmas and New Year's. I haven't booked anything yet because, you know, that's a cop out. But she loves booking this sort of stuff. So basically, it's gonna be like giving her the
tools
under a very strict budget. A very
of course
very strict budget. To go away for Christmas, but she doesn't know yet. She has no idea. So what I've done is I went to a store and bought. I was like, what the fuck can I do to do it? I was going to like try and maybe buy like a New York snow globe and give it to her and see if she could like work it out. But what I did was I bought a coffee table book, and it's like Humans of New York.
Mm.
So she was sort of open it. She'd be like, oh, cool, a coffee table book for my 30th. And then
disappointment.
And but then open the front page, and then there'll be a letter in there.
Got it.
And then it'll be, you know, we're going to do that.
Oh, here we go.
What have you got?
I've got it.
What are you going to do?
Live on the podcast, I've got the idea.
Yeah.
Humans of New York, but on the first page, it's a page about Juz.
Oh.
And she's a human of New York.
Brilliant.
That's pretty good, man. You Brilliant. Can like, you match it to the other one. You write something really nice about her. Because the Humans of New York's pages are often something personal about them.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good.
That's fucking
well,
good.
Well, you kind of, you put it in my head. Yeah. It's a brainstorm.
Yeah,
It's a team idea. I've actually sort of already done that, but it would be cool to get the photo and stuff.
Well, you could do the page.
Or you know what you could do actually? The photo gets added after we go.
Yes, insert photo here. Yeah, that's really cool.
I like that, man. That's cool.
You just match the text. So, yeah. Because you can say something beautiful about Juz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a really good idea. Love that.
You need to get cracking on that.
I've got to do that. I'll do that on the flight today. So it'll be good.
Yeah. We can help you do the Photoshop as well.
That'd be great. Because, I don't know.
Just send us some pictures. Send us a picture of like one of the pages.
Yeah, I will.
Because it can match it. Awesome. Dan, did you want to say something nice about Juz?
I love
her. For her birthday? Yeah.
Yeah.
You've known her for a long time.
I have. You know. Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Why don't you, you know what's interesting about your relationship with Juz? Is that you were like, you were at her like 21st birthday and like a long time ago now.
I was at her 18th.
It's a crazy amount of time.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Because I'm only starting to get that with my partner. It's been like 5 years. But you've been there since like 18th, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
A lot of milestones.
It's actually really scary because you think like, fuck, I don't even know myself without her.
Yeah,
I was saying last night, she's away at the moment. And I got home like 6. Last night, normally we get home, we have dinner, we have a routine. And I like looked at my clock, it was like 1 a.m. I was like, I don't know, like without her, I'm so, I don't know.
It's like
when to go to bed. I didn't know when to like get into a routine and go to sleep.
You were eating
lollies
and drinking
soft drink. Oh my God, it was real weird.
Eating popcorn.
It was like when your parents go away and you stay up all night and then you regret it and you get really grumpy the next day. That was basically what happened. But now she's a bloody incredible person. So I'm really looking forward to that. She deserves she does.
That's special.
She does. Yeah.
I want to get her something as well, but she's actually really
No, you probably should get
she's
her something.
Really, like it's quite I'm going to.
No, I'm saying you
I'd
should.
Love a tip because she's
food. She loves food, like going she loves experiences. She loves like she likes home decor.
Maybe
decor.
Yeah, it's hard. Oh actually maybe I could get like a voucher for like a New York restaurant.
That'd be good.
Nice.
On a strict budget, obviously.
Can you tee up maybe a hidden camera? Because we're invested in this now and I'd love to see the reaction.
She's not much of a reaction giver. Like
cool.
Yeah. I think interesting. But no, she'll love it. It's all about the thought in it. And in terms of when you're saying writing the books as well, I actually have this little book that I have which I actually wrote down. So I bought this little book years ago when I proposed to her, and in the book was all the notes, and that was like it was like the book.
Mm.
And then in the next chapter, I think it was for when we moved down to Melbourne, and she did something, and I got her a gift and wrote in that book. So for this, I was actually going to write in this book again for her. So it's like a book of like
all the
letters,
moments,
moments, which is cool. Anyway, last but not least. I just wanted to say we've got a hotline caller.
Let's do the hotline.
Chuck it on.
G'day, Dill. My name's Noah, 19, from Melbourne. Just as you like to start a good podcast, I'll provide a bit of backstory about me and you. When I was younger, I used to wear the number 7, play at a local footy club and played halfback. So you were actually one of my idols growing up, believe it or not. Used to play as you on AFL Evolution on the good old Wii console back in the day. So, yeah, big fan of yours for a long, long time. Just listen to your mini on the way home from uni, and it's the latest mini, and you mentioned you want to get back into the gym, and I know you're a local Northcote boy, and I happen to work at a gym called Project Better in Collingwood. So if you want to come down, I can sort you and Handsome Darcy out with some sessions and get some programs going for you, lads, so you can get back into the swing of things. Loving your work down there, producer. You say hello to the gang for us all. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. Catch.
Love that. Love that, Noah. Thank you so much for the message. I didn't even know you could play Wii on footy.
No,
footy on Wii.
Yeah, wow.
Interesting.
Do you know what he means by playing as you? Like, he's selected you and he's playing like as like if he's just you. He's not playing as
the team.
He
can't control the rest of the team.
I've seen people do it. I haven't played it myself.
Jeez, he must have been disappointed after those games, I reckon, of that. But no, really, that is actually incredible. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure you're humming off halfback, just absolutely ripping 45s as well in that number seven. Mate, love the message. Hey, Dust, we do need to get into the gym.
Yeah,
Sam, you came to the gym. I know you don't like looking muscly and cool, but is that cool if we do it?
Yeah, you guys go for it. I'll keep my elbows pointy.
Yeah. We need to do that.
Let's do it.
We should get down to Project Better in Collingwood. We did sign up for a little membership somewhere, but we might do that one then, see how we're feeling.
And we've got options.
We've got options, which is great, and we appreciate the love and we appreciate the support. By next time we do this, we have to get physical. Because big believer in you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, and I have not been uncomfortable lately doing anything.
A lot of people would be dropping off. A lot of people would be dropping off because of winter.
It's getting cold.
It's getting cold. It gets so dark.
And this is when you need to fire up.
Also, how's this one? Summer bodies are built in winter.
Oh.
You like that?
Well, you're going to be spending summer in New York in winter, so.
So you're saying don't worry about it?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't stress, man. I wouldn't stress.
No, that's good. Really appreciate it. We're going to get into something. We're going to
do it.
Yeah, we've got this other thing we need to quickly do, and then if all else fails, we'll definitely hit up Noah and get down to Project Better. But appreciate that. Love the love and support.
Love you, Noah.
Of the show, mate. We really, really do. Hey, make sure you keep calling at the Budgie Smuggler Hotline. We love it. We love getting to know you all. We love having it there. Also, send your DMs in on Instagram, and we can, you know, whatever you want us to hear us talk about, we'll do. That's what we are doing.
And Operation Open
is open.